maybe touch base on the Masters. We have the NFL draft next week, but it's never too early to start making your plans for one of the greatest events we went to in the Tampa Bay area last year. This is when we had the opportunity to talk to, let's go back, Bob Eubanks, Loretta Swit, Jim Cummings, Richard Karn.
Oh, that was a good time.
It was a good time. And on the phone with us right now, the show producer of the upcoming return of the Tampa Bay Comic-Con, Dan Farr. Dan, how are you?
Well, hi. Hey, thank you for having me on your show.
We appreciate your time. And, you know, I've seen a couple posts. And like I said, you know, we went to it last year and covered it. And I'm not sure people that haven't gone to it understand what they're missing. Because it is, without a doubt, the greatest day, the greatest weekend that you can possibly have.
They are so fun. You know, before I got involved with them, I attended some as a vendor in different cities. And I was just blown away. I was so captivated by the energy of the people that, you know, attend those events. You know, they get a chance to meet celebrities and comic book creators and get to see vendors from all over the country. It's really just such a powerful experience. I used to describe it before we were involved in doing them. I'd say it's almost like you can cut the energy with a knife. It's so strong there.
One of the things that I liked about it, and, you know, we talk about autographs, we talk about memorabilia, you know, we talk about, you know, a number of things. You go to a lot of, and I don't want to throw baseball under the bridge, but that's the first one that comes to mind. You go to a baseball signing, the athlete doesn't look up, doesn't talk to you, you know, takes your money, signs a ball, rolls it to you, and you walk away. When we walked around, we literally stood with Richard Karn, and I don't want to exaggerate, probably 45 minutes talking to him. And it's
really?
Like he didn't want us to leave. He wanted to continue to talk. He wanted to talk to, you know, other customers that were coming up to meet him. He wasn't, you know, pushing, hey, pay me X amount of dollars and I'll talk to you, or pay me and I'll take a photo. I found that from everybody at that event, and I think people need to understand that it's more than just an autograph session. It's an experience.
That there are so many celebrities that really realize that part of this opportunity for them to meet the fans is really, and it's a two-way experience, and they actually get as much out of it as they're giving to the fans. And, you know, people like Richard and, you know, Debbie and, you know, people from, you know, all different celebrity groups, they realize that if they spend a little time with the fans, they're giving them an amazing experience that they're going to then go talk to other people and say, hey, you really need to meet Richard Karn or, you know, any of the guests that we had last year. And the ones we have this year, many of them are, you know, like Zach Levi and Vincent D'Onofrio and a lot of those people that we have lined up for this year. They're the same way. They engage with the fans in such a powerful way.
And we're going to talk about, you know, some names that you already have and tickets and all that. I'm just going to throw out a real quick experience. I ran into a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer many years ago, and we started to talk, and he said that, and we all say it, if I would have known then what I know now, I would have been different then. This particular player was, you know, a little abrasive, didn't really want to be around fans, didn't. And then once he left the NFL, nobody cared about him. And that's what I noticed, you know, that these athletes, these celebrities, these people that you had out last year, and I'm sure that you're going to bring out this year, is different, and that's what you talked about. I think it's important, and that's why I really wanted you on so early, Dan, is because I've noticed that as you get closer to the event, tickets are sold out. You're not able to meet the celebrity you want, and that's why I wanted you to come on and talk about it so that the national audience has an opportunity to buy these tickets ASAP.
Yeah, there's definitely a benefit to buy early. A lot of times we have discounts and things for the early buyers. But, there are ticket types that will sell out. People, if you, some of the celebrities that we have coming as well, you know, you may want to try to get a photo op with them and, you know, the slots get sold out. And so it is better to engage earlier so you can plan your schedule and make sure that you get to see everybody you want to see.
So, Dan, you know, Randy had an experience, I think, for me, it was my first time covering the event, and I, you know, being a MMA combat show, Knockout Radio, you know, obviously my love affair for Ninja Turtles, Master Splinter, and the pizza, you know, it was the greatest part was getting the screenplay of like a, you know, of from the characters and the people, you know, like behind the scenes stuff. That's what you get at these shows is you get the back, like the back experiences that people don't know about. And it's just phenomenal that, you know, it's just phenomenal. And then, I'm sorry, go ahead, Rand. I was talking about, because for me, that was amazing. Like, and what I don't realize, we have a dummy in studio with us today, and it has a Goku anime character on it. And I don't know anything about that world of animation. Like, I always just knew TV shows and characters that I could see in real life. So, you know, I think it's that personal character that's built in the media, and then you get a chance to actually meet the people behind it in real life. It's a phenomenal experience. I think everybody should do it at minimum one time in their career.
Where can people get information? You know, where can they get the list? How do they buy tickets, you know, early? And we're both suggesting that gets done. You know, let's talk about that for a second.
Okay, yeah. So the best place is just if you go to Tampa Bay Comic Convention. .com, that will give you the website, and you can see who's coming to the show. You can get all the information you need there, and for tickets and everything. So that's the best place to kind of just stay updated on what's happening with the show, because we will still be adding more people as we get closer to the show too. So we haven't announced everybody that is going to be there. So you want to kind of keep up to date, but right now we already do have a really stellar group of people that are already going to plan on being there.
Talk about the process. Is it the company, you know, that's putting the event on, the Tampa Bay Comic Con, you reach out to a great list of celebrities? Do celebrities say, hey, I really want to do this one. I want to go to Tampa. I want to go to wherever your next one is. And what's that process like?
Well, that's really fun. You know, because Tampa has become, the celebrities that have been to Tampa before, they all talk amongst themselves, when they go to different conventions in different cities, and they say, what cities do you like? And, they'll say, well, Tampa, that was a really great show for me, and the fans were great and had a good experience. We do our best from a producer standpoint to make sure that we take care of the celebrities in every way from the comfort standpoint. We make sure they have transportation and they have a nice hotel room and, all the details that we need to do to make sure that they're taken care of. I'll say one thing that's really special about Tampa is the green room in the convention center. It has big windows that look out on the bay, and it's so beautiful and it's so amazing just to sit there and watch the boats go by and all that. And so the celebrities have really just a great experience altogether. And so they all tell other people, the other celebrities, that, hey, you need to come to the show. And so we do have a lot of people that will reach out to us. At the same time, we are reaching out to a lot of celebrities as well and just telling them what a great experience that will be for them in Tampa.
What is the date for 2024?
The dates are August 23rd through the 25th, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
There you have it. I strongly recommend our national audience go to the website, purchase the tickets. We may have a meet and greet at it's somewhere close to the convention center for everybody, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Dan, thank you very much for your time. I know that we're going to be doing some things as it gets closer, and hopefully we can get you back on the air soon as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for including me on this.
Appreciate your time. That is Dan Farr, the show producer of the upcoming Tampa Bay Comic Con. And we looked forward to this so much, if you remember, Chuckles, that we flew a red eye back from something. I don't know. It might have been BKFC, because I think that's the only thing that the three of us would go to, and went straight there.
I made a mistake.
I know you did.
But it's just like boxing. It's no different. There's all these different leagues.
You make a mistake, you get hit in the head.
Like, what's the difference between the WBO, the PBO, the IMB, the IB? There's so many federations and leagues that if you're a pro champion, the general population doesn't know the different variations in the purest of the sport. There's so many different Comic-Cons. I didn't know there was other Comic-Cons. I thought they were all in the same family tree. But whose fault is that? Yours for not preparing me in advance because you wouldn't let me look at your list? Or theirs for not marketing to the people. Like, hey, we're different. This is why we're different. Come to our event. And I don't even know where it is.
All right. Let me explore. Where what is?
This Comic-Con. I know it's Tampa.
The Tampa Bay Convention Center.
I know. But
that's where we stood there. And what?
What's the name of the show?
The Tampa Bay Comic-Con.
Okay.
And we had a meeting at 11 o'clock. So Steve and I knew the list because we had a meeting.
Well, so Comic-Con isn't just the event of going to meet
Comic-Con.
From
that would be
TV and animation.
That would be Comic Convention.
But that's they own that company brand. That's a brand. That's like the WBO. That's the UFC. So the Tampa Comic Convention, Comic-Con, that's like the UFC. But then there's Bellator's and PFL's and
there's other Comic-Cons.
The one in Orlando has a different name,
right? But it still could go Comic-Con. It could be.
See, that's confusing. I don't like it. It's hard. It's hard for like general people to find the information they're looking for. I didn't know.
Yeah, that dummy. The dummy got it.
So the Ninja Turtles can't come to Tampa?
No, they can, and that's what he said. He said that they do other conventions.
Right.
But the one that you were talking about was a totally different one in Orlando.
It's the same experience.
Right.
Because you're getting to meet people behind the scenes.
Right.
And what a fanfare the anime community.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Like the lines for the animation characters from Asia and from China, it's massive.
Yeah.
And the collectibles and the figurines and the things they sell at the show, I wasn't aware it was a trade show where you could buy memorabilia.
Yeah.
And speaking of
That's the main thing. That's the two things that's put together. There's vendors that are selling all that stuff.
Right.
And then you go over to meet the Beaver from Leave It to Beaver.
Well, or Richard Karn. And this morning, my wife said, can you get all this crap out of my office? I need to like have a clean work environment, a good mental health space.
So when are you moving?
So I picked up the Richard Karn hose he gave us.
He didn't get that.
I'm on my way out soon. Like, but I have a Richard Karn hose. He gave me one of his products that he sells like as a commerce.
So you kept it as memorabilia instead of using it.
Right. And I need a dirty car.
Yeah.
I need to clean it, but I don't have a hose. Well, I do. I just don't want to use it because it's special.
Yeah, it's special. Well, we use it all the time. All right, let's go hit a break. Two dummies and myself hanging out here in the studio along with Steve, the producer. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Sung, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
We're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
Do you have a sinkhole problem? Call APD Foundation Repair. Do you have cracks in your walls? Call APD Foundation Repair. Water pooling in your yard? Call APD Foundation Repair. This is Randy Harris, and I'm so glad I made the call to APD Foundation Repair at 352-200-9740. APD Foundation Repair services the entire state of Florida and provides free inspections and estimates. With the A+ Better Business Bureau rating, it's a no-brainer. Give APD Foundation Repair a call today at 352-200-9740.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Saturday, April 27th, one historic night, one epic encounter. Platinum Mike Perry versus Thiago the Pitbull Alves. Also, the world heavyweight title on the line when champ Mick Terrell fights number one pound for pound in the world. Lorenzo the Juggernaut Hunt, plus two hard-hitting heavyweights on a collision course as Big Ben Rothwell fights Todd Duffy. And much more fast-paced bare-knuckle fighting championship action. Don't miss history unfold at Knucklemania 4. Watch it live on the BKFC app. Download it at BKFC.com.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Who is the Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
All right, we are back in the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. It's good to be back. Brought to you by Knockout Radio, which is brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. Back to UF. What?
Well, I mean,
are you still here?
During the break, we both brought fans to work, and yours is already gone. Like, I'm the only one that's got a fan left. So I'm climbing the ranks, Randy.
Yeah, now you're the Coco.
Now, before the break came out, Macho Man Randy Savage, the Survivor. I actually came up.
Oh, he's back in that sad, sob voice.
I came back. I came up with a reality TV show, and I would like for you to consider doing it for Knockout Radio.
No, not interested.
A live documentary. Call your boy. Call your producer friends. Call your people. I think we could create a reality show.
I'm going with not interested.
You haven't heard me out.
Are you involved?
I can be. I have to be involved. Yeah, it needs talent. You can be a part of it.
Not interested.
Hear me out. Let me lay it out.
I would rather talk about UFC 300. Talk about UFC 300.
Just let me hear it out. You ready?
Are you involved? Do you have anything to do with it?
Yes.
Then no. Let's talk about UFC 300.
Ludicrous. You're just listening.
First of all, Ludicrous will tell you what's ludicrous.
He will.
You don't tell Ludicrous what's ludicrous.
Like he's like, hey, that's ludicrous.
So did you watch UFC 300?
Yes, I did.
All right. What did you think of UFC 300?
I thought it was fantastic.
What fight stuck out? Because there were some incredible fights.
I mean, the two Zhang fight and Yan, that fight, that girl was out. I mean, the corner was like, hey, I can wake her back up. And then Joe Rogan audibly was like, is that allowed? Like, are you allowed to? But I felt she was still, the choke was still implied after the bell rang. I thought it was a little late letting go. And I think she went out because of it was past the actual expiration. That's why they allowed it. I think if she was out before the bell, I think they would have not let her come back out for round two.
They would have needed to have stopped it instantly, which they didn't do.
Right.
So.
But the corner's like, I can wake her back up. I mean, but that's, who knows what's in the smelling salts or on the Q-tip swabs. Like, we don't really know.
No, we don't. Yeah. How many people do you think didn't even pay attention to that fight?
Oh, a ton.
Because it was right after. What could go down as it will be the great. It's going to be impossible to beat that fight
because both guys left everything in the middle. Like they both were comfortable enough, like their legacy, their careers, the money they've made so far. They both were willing to just risk it all. And I don't think you'll see that in the future because people they're too conservative. They don't want to take the risk of losing.
See again, and Steve and I talked about it when he was in the real co-host chair, and we talked about. I don't think the money had anything to do with those two. I think they would have done the exact same thing, no matter what. It didn't matter that it was $300,000.
They do because they came from the era when this was just a dream and there wasn't real money involved. It was a passion.
That's why they didn't care.
That's why they didn't care at this time. Right. And so they started in the sport when it was still pure and raw and be passion. And now that it's become bigger, like college football with NIL and contracts and sponsorships, now that it's become like a business, I don't think you're going to see that kind of just let's lay it all on the line again, because the money that's involved to stay fighting for longevity to keep a better empire, essentially, is different. It's different now. But those guys come from the old era, and I think it was like a nostalgic thing, kind of like the old school bodybuilders or wrestlers. They did it for the love. They put their bodies through incredible punishment. They did it for little money, just enough money to travel from city to city on the road, abandoning or leaving their families behind, like living 300 days a year out of a van or a hotel. So I think those two guys come from the era when it's still raw and passionate. And I think we got to see a glimpse from the history on 300. And I thought it was amazing.
So the fan that got punched or semi-punched or allegedly punched, do you know about that?
No.
All right. So and I'm not going to attempt to say his name, Charles Oliveira's opponent, Armin. Okay. So as he's coming to the cage, and there's three sides to the story. Armin said that the fan yelled something.
Okay.
Something that sounds very similar to "truck you."
Okay.
Okay. The fan said, "I didn't yell anything, but I did show him my middle finger."
Okay.
Which is basically
same thing.
So Armin said that I'm Russian. You don't do that. You do that, there's consequences,
right?
Basically what he said. And allegedly threw a punch.
So Dana, on the way to the ring.
On the way, to the cage. Yeah, wow. On the way to the cage. So Dana made a comment, and it was brought up, and he said, obviously, that wasn't good. I'm sure we're going to get sued. We'll have to handle it on Monday. Well, somebody reached out and found the fan.
Okay.
And the fan talked about it, and he said that it was the time of his life. You know, he was hyped up. He was enjoying it. He didn't yell. He just used a finger, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, he's not going to sue. That would be ridiculous. But if Uncle Dana wanted to gift him two tickets to 303,
right,
he would be there. So you know Dana's going to do it. He should do it.
Right. Well, you know? I mean, if your employee does something, it's on your watch. I mean, you know, and fighters, they're 1099 contract guys, but they're fighting for the UFC in a UFC event. It falls under his umbrella, you know, his insurance policy. So, yeah, I mean.
It's an easy out.
It's an easy out, right. But, yeah, that's a. That's wild that he did it on the way to the, I mean, octagon.
Well, Clubber Lang did the same thing when he was en route, you know, to the ring.
Yeah, but that's not a real person.
What does that mean? It's the same
that's
thing.
A movie. It's scripted.
But I'm saying, you don't think other people have done it?
Yeah, of course they've done it. But here's the difference. You should never allow your external circumstances to dictate your internal response. It should be who you are at the core that dictates your response. So he let emotion get in the way of professionalism. He punched the fan. The fan doing the middle finger was such an irritant to him. It distracted him. Did he win the fight?
Yes.
Oh, well, then it didn't matter. But what if he didn't? What if that little hiccup?
Right, no, you're right.
Would have been enough.
That's the whole. That's the whole object of getting in the opponent's head.
You can't control your emotions. You can't be a champion. Champions know how to control their emotions.
And champions know how to get in the other person's head.
And Holly Holm deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Like, quit telling her that she's not deserving of that.
Why do you feel she does?
She kicked Ronda Rousey into retirement. So, okay. Like, her impact and her legacy is cemented. Like, that's a legendary move. That's a legendary fighter. She has a tremendous career outside of the UFC.
The fight was legendary.
And Ronda was a trendsetter. She changed women's sports for life. I mean, she is the greatest to ever do it.
Carano was the one who started it.
Well, right. But
okay.
Ronda popularized it, like Conor McGregor.
By being brought into the UFC, helped take it to the next level. I do not think Holly Holm is a Hall of Famer. I'm sorry.
Your criteria is different, I think.
Yeah, my criteria is only the best should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but that's a very small percentage. It's going to be like me, myself, and I, and then other people. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. But you know what I'm saying. I mean,
every champion.
How many? Is there a limit? Should you limit Hall of Fame?
No.
There's 10 spots.
No.
Mount Rushmore.
No.
There's 4 spots.
No.
Every time one does something,
you kick the other one off.
You kick one off.
Yeah. No.
Why not? Streamline it. Pick one for each sport.
Well,
let's create a list. One for each sport, and then when the new one, like, is King James better than Michael Jordan? He has the all-time scoring rate leader. He's still playing. He's still active. He's got the hardware, the championship.
All right. Let's keep it. Stay concentrate. Stay. Hold on a second. We'll get back to that.
Okay.
You know, I'll give you another 2 or 3 minutes to talk. Stay focused. Every champion is not a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
There's other former champions whose record is just as good, if not better. Holly pulled off what you rookies think was a massive upset. I didn't think it was an upset. I picked it. I thought it was an easy pick. It was almost as easy as picking against her Saturday night.
Okay.
You know, I thought Holly had zero chance against Harrison, and it showed.
Right.
Okay. It's the whole body of work. I get that. Did she defend the title?
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe she did. I believe she did.
Right.
I believe she lost it, you know, the very next time. Did she have a run as champion? Well, obviously not, right, if she lost it. And it doesn't have anything to do with what has become, because at the end of a career, towards the Anderson Silva, arguably one of the greatest of all time, towards the end, if you looked at that, he was a bum. Okay.
And he cheated at the end. I mean, he was taking service, right, always getting popped for cheating. Like, he tarnished his legacy.
He did.
Towards the end, because he hung on too long.
So did Hoyce Gracie.
Had he walked away in his prime, he would be one of those Rocky statues that you guys idolize in Philadelphia.
But very few people walk away like that. So I've always said I don't hold the ending, you know, really against the beginning and the middle. You know, it's a body of work, and how long were you the champion, and how did you dominate? Anderson Silva dominated. Holly Holm didn't dominate. Holly Holm won some fights, and you can't bring in from her kickboxing. It has nothing to do with the UFC. So if it's the UFC Hall of Fame, it's what she did in the UFC. Yes, she pulled off, like I said, what some of you think was a huge upset. And it was an upset. I believe she was 16-1 at one time. I wished I was a gambler because I would have bet that. Of course, then she would have lost, which is why I don't gamble. But the Hall of Fame to me is the elite of the elite of the elites. In whatever, in the division, in the UFC, if you want to say who are the greatest ex-UFC fighters, that's what it is. That's the Hall of Famers. I don't think
Mark
a number.
Coleman in your Hall of Fame? Your legendary?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because of what he did in the cage?
Well, yeah, what he just did. And Mark Coleman is due to be on, by the way, at the bottom of next hour.
Oh, yeah. Godfather Ground and Pound.
I was there. I've only seen two combat sports athletes that people were scared of. Okay, I'm not even saying the fighters don't think they're going to win or whatever, but I've only seen two fighters where their opponents were scared. That's fighting Mike Tyson and fighting Mark Coleman.
Wow.
Okay, people pretended to be hurt so that they didn't have to fight Mark Coleman. I believe Mark Coleman is the greatest heavyweight of all time right now. John Jones defends once, maybe twice. How do you say his name? Ale goes up, wins the heavyweight title a couple times. I'll change that. I witnessed with my own eyes Mark Coleman in the octagon.
Now, how did you witness him putting the belt around Max Holloway, the BMF champion at 300?
We will talk about that, hopefully, with Mark Coleman, bottom of next hour. Have a surprise for you.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I don't like you, I still have a surprise for you.
I always show up.
And we will discuss with our next guest. My surprise for you.
All right.
Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
You're talking sports with Randy, the Monster Jam Man.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Imagine vibrant banners fluttering in the wind, attention-grabbing vehicle wraps cruising the streets, and professional signs that showcase your brand with impact. At Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, we specialize in turning your ideas into visual masterpieces. Give us a call at 727-522-7414. Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, your compass to effective marketing.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is a powerful pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from our broadcast facility, Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. So before we go to our guest, tell you the story. We've talked about it numerous times. How do I pick what events I go to?
Based on food, location, or a personal connection to a fighter on the card.
Right. So I just decided, and I mainly made this decision because it's cheaper to fly into Philadelphia and drive to Newark than fly into Newark and take the train.
Okay.
Okay. And because I'm from Philly, I can go get all the cheesesteaks I want for 6 hours. It's going to be a great time.
Okay.
Then I got the shock of my life when I looked at the fight card, because I had no idea.
Okay.
This is how happy I was. And he is our next guest. It's the hybrid, Nico Price.
Oh, nice.
Nico, how
What's
are you?
What's up?
I got to be honest with you. I texted you right away when I happened to look, because I didn't look. I just booked the flight. I'm going to come cover Newark. It's close. It's convenient. Like I said, the cheesesteaks. And then I saw you're on the card. I cannot wait to see you back in action. In a couple weeks?
No, I can't wait. I've been trying to get back in there since after my last little hiccup I had. So, since September.
I'm almost scared to mention hiccups. Is your wife pregnant again?
No, my last fight.
No, I know that. I was just trying to be funny asking about the pregnancy.
Oh, it wasn't funny to me. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, I'm hoping that I stay with six kids, and number seven stays away.
How have you been? How has the family been? How has life been over the past couple months?
Good, just chilling. I've been trying to press the UFC a lot since September to get back in there, and we had a few people that were down, and out of nowhere, they were like, oh, this guy can't make that date. This guy can't do that. And then now I was supposed to fight Jeremiah, but he got injured. But now they just replaced him with someone I fought already, which I'm stoked to fight again, Alex Morano. So if you didn't know, now you know.
Yeah. Okay, Dana. If you didn't know, now you know. What does that do? And I've talked to fighters about this, and a lot of times, and I could be wrong, you know, I'm just a fat old guy. I'm not an athlete. You know, as you're in training camp and you're getting ready to fight fighter A, and then 3 weeks out, 4 weeks out, whatever it is, it's now changed. I think that it might be a good thing, kind of re-motivate, redirect, kind of take your mind off the fight, because now you have other things that you have to concentrate on. Does that make any sense at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was getting ready for a real grappling heavy war with Jeremiah, but now I'm fighting Morano. Morano doesn't really like to grapple. He likes to bang it out. So we're going to get in there. We're going to. Plus, I don't think he really liked what happened the last time we fought. I mean, I don't like what happened either. He beat me up a little bit, but then I got him. But I'm ready to get back in there. I just want to fight someone. I didn't care if it was him, freaking Jones, anyone big. I don't care. I would fought anybody at this point. I wanted to get back in there because the last one was not satisfying to me at all.
That was what, 7 years ago? I mean, so can you take anything from a previous fight, whether it's Alex or anybody else, that was that long ago?
site. No, we've both changed. Like, we've changed so much. Right. Like, he has better striking. I have better striking. His ground game's better. My ground game's better. So we're just both weathered, you know? Not weathered. We're veterans now. So we're just going to get in there, and I know we're going to put a great show on. So nobody blink when we get in there.
So, see, Nico's Matt. It's, that's what I love. Dude, that's what I love about you, man. Like,
Nico actually knew who you were.
Well, here's the thing, Nico. Listen, I'm going to tell a personal story. So I've been cleaning out my clutter. Like, I have so many T-shirts.
It's always about Matt.
No. Listen, I never save them. I always save them, and I collect. So I've been cleaning out everything, and I came across the Nico Price prize shirt, the white one that looks like old school, nostalgic lettering, and it's the Nico Price. And I'll tell you what, I saved it. And I wear it in public because I love it, because it's only people who know about true fighters. It's people know you and the shirt. They know that I'm a real fan of the sport. And it's because of the commercialization of the UFC. It went from everybody wearing UFC that were actually fighters to then now guys wearing KFC because they're just like, you know, it was watered down. But a Nico Price shirt still resonates that it's authentic and it's passionate and you fight for the right reason. Just like you said, you don't care who you fight. You just want to fight. And that is what's being lost in the growth of these combat sports. But that's why I kept your shirt. That's why, even with the oil and the olive oil and the stains on it from the restaurant, I still wear it in public proudly, because you're the everything that's right about this sport. And I'm a fan.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's all glory to God right there, man. He made me like this. I'm not like a clout chaser. I don't care about like that stuff, trying to post crazy videos. I just go in there and fight, and crazy videos happen.
You know, and fans know that. You know, fans know, you know, from your interviews, you know, whether it's fight week, whether it's after a fight, you know, just your demeanor and how you handle your life and how you talk about your life. Fans see that, and that's why fans, you know, come to you, you know, and want to support you and want to follow you, including some media people.
Yep. Yeah, okay. They're always waiting over there with a camera on me, like, just in case I do some weird boop, or like say something like off the wall.
So but typically,
like, it's still not as off the wall as Strickland. Strickland gets off the wall.
Oh no, it's yeah.
He's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, again, I just told my brother this, and I'm like, honestly, he goes, well, obviously it's honestly. I didn't think you were going to lie. You know, when you say, honestly, I got a story to tell. So we're at the International Fight Week last year. And Steve, my producer, I know you know who he is, the long-haired, freaky-looking guy. And Steve goes, I'm going to go get Sean Strickland. And I'm thinking, please don't. Please don't. And I really like Sean. He's been really good. He's, you know, a real genuine guy. If you've talked to him before, he'll talk to you. You know, he kind of pulled the Masvidal. If you didn't talk to me before, don't bother me now. Sure. And I totally respect that. So Sean comes over, and I'm starting to not feel good. Only because this is FCC radio. You know that. And now I'm interviewing Sean Strickland on FCC radio.
Yeah. How did that one go?
It didn't go real well. Let's say the conversation was awesome.
Yeah.
The beeps, you know, I think we got to hear every fourth word, you know, but it definitely was funny. Nico, typically we talk, you know, to you and to the fighters fight week. The UFC helped set that up. This is a couple weeks before then. So I'm curious, and I don't want to know about camp per se, because, you know, there's probably spies that listen to this show, but what is different between, you know, what you're going to do this week, what you did 2 weeks ago, and what you'll do next week?
Nothing. Just going to train my butt off 2-3 times a day, lift some weights, run a lot, and then come home and be a dad of 6 kids, which is a workout itself. You know, I'm dodging Nerf guns, dodging controllers from them fighting and throwing stuff at each other. Then I take them fishing, dodging hooks. So, great day, great life.
What is the age of your children?
12, 11, 8, 6, 5, 3, 5, and two. My daughter just had a birthday, so she's not one anymore. She's two.
Okay. Well, this may either be a good thing or I may lose one of my sponsors right now, just so you know. So we met these guys at a convention, ironically, in Las Vegas. They're called Fantasy Pets. So they make pets from the digital printer. Have you ever seen those things?
3D printing.
3D printing?
Cool.
Yeah. I'm telling it is really cool. So I worked a deal with them, and you know they're a partner of our show. So when I have athletes come on and they have a child, I send them or they send a fantasy pet. So I hope they're going to be okay when I say I need you to send six of them.
Well, they have enough ink.
They might not have enough ink. Hey, watch it back there.
So yeah, I'm going to make sure that that we send six fantasy pets. I'll ask them to make them different because we don't want them to, you know, fight over and you choose, you know, who gets which one, but you need to check them out, fantasypets.com. And, it really is pretty cool. So I wanted to come up with a sponsor, you know, cause I always give the athletes and the spouses stuff, but you know, now I have something to give their children as well. So,
Nicole,
yeah, no, my kids will be so greatly appreciated over that.
So, Nico, like, you know, speaking of your children, like, are they fight fans? Do they train? Do they have visions of, like, following your footsteps? Like, you know, is it something you encourage them to do?
And let me throw this in. Nico, let me throw this in to add to that. Do the older children know what you do? Do they watch you? Do they know, you know, my dad is a professional fighter?
Oh, yeah. 100%. They know exactly what I do. They know that I go to training to punch people in the face. And I've trained my older three. I had my fourth son coming to a few classes. And then I had to stop because school started back up. But my oldest three, they know how to bang. Like, they know how to stand up. They know how to wrestle. They know how to do some jits, you know, a couple submissions. Then my fourth son, Micah, he is like a murderer, I feel like. He's like, Dad, I want to fight like you. And I'm like, all right, dude. But it's a very hard path, the one I took, buddy. He's like, I don't care. I'm down. And I'm like, all right, cool.
So, how many times have you said to one of your children, go whatever, clean your room, make your bed? You know I'm a professional fighter, right?
No, I just tell them to bop them in the head.
Okay, well, same thing.
They side-eye me as they go do it, though. They're like, oh, yeah, wait until I'm your height.
All good stuff. Well, I just wanted to get you on for a couple of minutes, touch base. Like I said, I really got excited. I called Steve right away because we already had the plane booked, the car booked. We're going to, like I said, we're going to eat probably 42 cheesesteaks on the way to Newark. Then we'll head back, eat, because there's a couple, you know, that are open late, get on the plane and fly home. But when I saw you were on the card, A, I was excited, and B, I wanted to call and ask you to come on and just catch up real quick.
You got to try Mike's Philly cheesesteaks out there.
You know, everybody.
Pat.
See, I don't like Pat's. I don't like Geno's. You know,
it's Pat's because Pat shredded their steak. You know, with the cheese and the onions all together, like mixed it. Geno's was like layered, so like all shredded.
There's a couple that I like a whole lot better. You know, that's such a tourist trap, but we're gonna hit them all. And maybe you can hit them after your victory, you know, in a couple weeks. I know that the station got your address so we can send you more 8-Man Strong and Bucked Up Energy Drink, and I can get those fantasy pets off for your kids.
Oh, speaking of Bucked Up, I was going to say, we were at the Bare Knuckle, and my boy Tyler Randall just, he won his fight against
Was that the one last week in Clearwater?
Rich,
yeah, 125.
Yep.
That was Tyler Randall.
Yeah.
Won his fight. My kids were watching it on the thing, and they thought the Bucked Up said something else. And they were like, that's not a good energy drink.
Well, I'll try to get them some t-shirts as well, but it'll say Bucked Up.
Okay. No.
Yeah, exactly. Nico, love you, man. I'll see you a couple weeks in Newark.
Love you guys. Later.
Take care. Nico Price, the hybrid. What a good dude.
Love him.
And you know, it's radio, it's entertainment that you call it. You know, sometimes you fudge a little, like, you know, oh, I got some. No, I got excited because Nico was on that card. I'm like,
he's a different fighter, man. Like, and that's what makes the sport so attractive.
It's not that he's a different fighter, Matthew. He's a different person. He's a good dude. You know, you know, I'm not a fan of a lot of things.
Right.
You know, this is what I do, blah, 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 blah. Sometimes I take it for granted, you know, that I'm able to watch these fights, whether it's, you know, at home, in a hotel, in person. But when you get to meet some of them and they're genuine and they appreciate you like you appreciate them, I'm not a fan of a lot. I am a fan of Nico Price.
Yeah. Another great guest. I mean, going back to Wes Sims, you know, 2 weeks ago, he talked about, you know, the Strickland, you know, the mental and all the, he said, all of us have mental issues.
Of course.
When anybody that gets into this as a profession has got stuff going on that they're dealing with from the past. And so I think, you know, there's levels to it, obviously. I think Strickland's on the extreme end of one of them, but it's nice to see a guy with a long career like Nico, who's grounded, who's rooted, a man of faith. He's got kids. I don't know if...
Well, he has to be grounded. He has six kids.
Well, I don't know if they've ever gone and done a chart, like, to see, like, between fight camps and when the kids were born or conceived. You know, there's probably a pattern. You know, like, certain periods of camp, you're not as busy or...
It's still not as bad as my good friend Chris Hovan.
Okay.
So, Chris Hovan...
He's our friend, right?
Well, no, he's not. Chris Hovan has numerous kids, right?
Okay.
He has a set of twins.
Okay.
The twins... and the oldest are the same age. Figure that one out.
Okay, so two different people?
No.
What?
No, it's the same wife. It's the same mother.
They're the same age?
They're the same age.
He has twins.
He has twins.
And he has an older kid.
And he has an older one.
One came out first.
So, one came out first.
Well, no, they were not born at the same time.
Right, then one came out and then the other one came out.
No, the first one was born. Chris and his wife got pregnant like probably 30 seconds after she delivered the twins.
Oh, within the same calendar year.
Yeah, in the same calendar year.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
Probably even they could be in the same class, right?
Yeah.
That's my year younger, even though we're the same age at the time. So we blew through that one break, so we're just going to continue for the next 8 minutes. I'm sure there's a way for you to bore me for the next 8 minutes.
Let's talk about something that really happened to a legend. Did we talk about it?
I don't know.
Can we all get the 10-bell salute? Can we start the 10 bells?
I need to know for who?
For O.J. Simpson.
No, absolutely.
Why? No, hell no.
Absolutely.
No, I'm not letting you off the hook.
You can...
Come on, the 10-bell it.
No.
That guy's a legend. What he did on the field, what he did off the field should not dictate his Heisman, his stats,
his
Hall of Fame career.
I agree with you.
He should be celebrated for what he was.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Okay. I agree what he did on the football field. Had nothing to do with, and he was found not guilty. But because I believe he was, no, I'm not going to, I don't want him to rest in peace.
No.
I don't want him to.
Why would you say you weren't there? You don't know anything about this. You know what you see on TV.
I know what he said.
You were there.
I was there.
You were there. I mean, how do you know? You don't know. You're judging based on what you think.
By the evidence.
Oh, you don't. Come on, bro.
Just because if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Come on.
Caitlyn Jenner, the previous former greatest male athlete on the planet.
First of all, you can't call him the greatest athlete on the planet.
Dominant in 10 sports, the number one.
First of all, he wasn't dominant in all 10 sports. To be dominant in all 10 sports, you win all 10 sports.
All right, but he won the medal for.
No, absolutely. He won the most difficult, blah, 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 blah. But it doesn't necessarily make him the greatest athlete at the time on the planet. And you continue to call him like he still is.
Well, yeah, he's not. Like, and he wrote,
because somebody won the decathlon after him.
And he wrote O.J. Simpson good riddance on his Twitter.
Okay.
His social page.
Good riddance.
But he killed Bruce. She, Caitlin, Bruce died. Bruce Jenner died.
Caitlin
killed him.
You are a complete buffoon.
If you think O.J. Simpson is not deserving of 10-bell salute because of his legacy and his career in sports, because of what you think he might have done that you don't know, Caitlyn Jenner killed Bruce Jenner.
You're not giving the 10 bell salute because of what the person did. You're giving that person the 10 bell salute. You're saluting them.
Only one person died. That's Bruce Jenner. I don't know if O.J. Simpson killed Nicole Brown. I don't know if he killed whoever the other guy was, Ron Goldman. I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't verify that. But what he did as an athlete, does it not dictate a salute and a praise for his accomplishments on the field, like his legacy?
Do you need medication?
No.
Are you on medication?
Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't align with your value.
Hold on a second. All you asked me my opinion. Yeah. Just like I told you, I don't agree with your opinion, but you're allowed to have it. It could be wrong. Just like I could be wrong.
But the coach last week, Dudley, he got the 10 bell salute because he
deserved it.
In my opinion. Believe he would deserve it.
Right. No, in my opinion.
How do we know if he did kill somebody in the past?
You're right. We don't know.
So it's got to be based on what's at the surface. You have to judge
it. On the surface. And on the surface.
It's easy because you have stats.
And on the surface, I would never salute him. I would never have him rest in peace. I want him tossing and turning.
O.J. Simpson. His family's in St. Pete.
Tough.
His kids live here.
Tough.
The reports are that they're wonderful people.
I'm sure they are.
Not jaded by all the negativity in the press and we don't know. Nobody was there.
They very well could be the nicest people in the world, but this has nothing to do with them. This has to do with the alleged killer,
right,
who passed away.
The guy, I think he was the first one to have a Hertz endorsement.
Who wrote a book, How I Would Have Done It If I Did It.
Look, he was just getting his memorabilia back. I mean,
no, that was another thing.
That was another thing. Right. But what I'm saying is, as people, you make choices. Sometimes you make mistakes. Sometimes you make emotion.
I make a mistake with people every Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
Emotion, judgment, jealousy. Things get in the way. People act out of rage. So maybe he did do it out of a rage. But does it tarnish his legendary career?
No. I said no.
Because Reggie Bush lost his Heisman.
It doesn't change the stats that he did.
So should Reggie get it back?
No.
Why?
Because he broke the rules when he won it. I'm sorry. That's just, there's a rule. Even if it's a stupid rule, like marijuana, and people go to jail, which is stupid. But they did it. It was against the law when they did it. What Reggie Bush did was against NCAAs. It sucks because now you get paid. Have you heard about Caitlin Clark?
I believe I did. Something.
Oh, a lot of things.
Indianapolis, when she got drafted first pick.
Well, yeah, I don't know much about the draft. I was told, and I don't know how true this is, and I'm going to get the numbers wrong. So one of those three-on-three leagues offered her stupid money to play in the three-on-three league.
Sure.
Allegedly, your favorite person, Portnoy,
has
offered numerous millions of dollars. I've heard, doesn't mean it's true because I didn't research it. I've been busy. $10 million, allegedly, that's what I heard.
Okay.
To play in their intramural basketball league.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Which will not affect the WNBA.
So she can do both.
Yeah, so she can do both. They'll build their...
Ice Cube had that three-on-three tournament.
Well, it was one of those.
Oh, okay.
But there's a big difference between a three-on-three that you sell tickets to, and it's like the WNBA or NBA or whatever. This is an intramural, whatever they're called. Isn't it Bucket something? What's the name of the company?
No, the
Portnoy owns.
Oh, Barstool.
Barstool. So supposedly Barstool has an intramural. They do all that stupid stuff. $10 million to him is nothing. And yeah.
Wow.
I might argue, I saw the beginning of one of the very few sports shows I do pay attention to. I love Pat McAfee. Uh-huh. I think everything about him is great. Then he did our show, even cooler. Mm-hmm. He called out Steve at the Super Bowl. Guy's awesome. So at the beginning of their program today, they listed all of her stats, all of her wins, all of her recognition over the past couple of years, and it took two lines.
Wow. But
But would you take her over Cheryl Miller?
No.
I don't know. I wouldn't. I don't think I would.
But see, the money changed.
Nancy Lieberman.
We talked about it before. Money changed. Now the NIL deals. A lot of these legendary coaches are now walking away. Nick Saban. And the list goes on and on. They just can't deal with the lack of control because now these kids are getting paid. They're making millions. They've got endorsements. And they're like, you know what? I don't have to listen to you because my brand is important.
Right.
So it's more about what I'm going to do for me, not for the team. So it's changed sports. But if you go back, OJ was the first one to really make the NFL popular to like for endorsements from like
just because companies. He could run through an airport. He didn't amazing. Make him.
He always made it. He never missed his.
He always tripped over somebody and then jumped over him.
Stiff arm. I mean, he was.
So he's doing a lot of stiff arms right now.
Man, I just think Caitlin with her comment was pretty, forward.
2 hours down, 1 hour to go. Lorenzo Hunt scheduled hour number three.
Yeah.
The real King of Kings, Mark Coleman, do hour number three as well. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
Quarterback Warren Moon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Senators are starting an impeachment trial against Homeland Security.